Tower. The inhabitants of Saint-Thomé were able to take advantage of the natural features of this area for their defence, especially the steep slope and the gorge on River Logne's southern part. In the rest of the site, they created an artificial defence consisting of a line of walls with a keep and moat, which were built during the oldest phase of the hill fort, 1st century AD. These elements are located on the cobbled access road to the hill fort. In the highest part, at the northeastern end, the remains of the keep can be seen, which stands out for its wide walls, which are 2 meters thick in the southern part. The inside of the keep is divided into 2 rooms. The larger one has a square floor plan and good masonry, and serves as an entrance to the other, which is rounded in shape. The larger room still preserves a milestone. On the outside, separated by a narrow alleyway, are several buildings from the first phase. Along with the moats, parapets and walls, the function of the towers was twofold. On the one hand, they made more difficult a violent access to the enclosure and reinforce its defence. The towers were often placed flanking the access gates to the fortified village to optimise its defence in the event of an attack. On the other hand, the defences, particularly the turrets, contributed to monumentalising the façade of the settlement, sending an intimidating message of warning to the enemy. The hill fort's towers, as was the case during the Middle Ages with castles and walled towns, were the most prominent, strongest and most defensible towers in a fortified rural settlement such as Saint-Thomé.